Listen, motherfuckers. I'm pissed today. This is an emergency podcast. I had to pull the boys in. I had to wrangle this shit in. This is going out on Friday. We're fucking angry. I'm so angry. There's so much drama going on and built up aggression inside me. So I posted a story. Now, this isn't about the Nessa and Jaden shit. We didn't give a fuck about that shit going on over here. We're minding our business. I posted a story on my Instagram. And I was doing like a this or that thing. And I'm like, would you rather have 100 plus bodies or have one partner forever? 150,000 people said votes for one partner forever. And 40,000 people said 100 plus bodies. The numbers don't mean shit, but the DMs I had off the back end of that, I had girls DMing me saying, I've had sex with 100 plus people and no one's made me come. I had so many messages from girls saying that no one's made them come. Now, crazy. I'm not going to come in here and say I'm a fucking shining knight in fucking glistening white armor and I'm going to make you fucking come. I don't have 100% success rate, but I do know a couple of things. I have been with a couple of people, and I really do sit down and like listen to myself and what's going on. So, ladies, men, what the fuck is going on? I was reading this thing. 1 in 4 women have never cummed ever.
That's crazy.
I come every time.
I come every day.
Yes, I beat off before I come here.
Yeah, I'm beating off right now under the table.
Is that what that smell is? No, I'm actually pissed. Now, look, if you follow me, if you listen to the podcast, anything like that, I consider you a friend. I'm looking at a vagina on my screen here. I consider you a friend, and I consider, like, I want to tell you what I do. And, like, here's the thing. Am I a sex coach? Am I the best sex people I ever had? Probably
yes.
Not. Abby knows.
I listen to everything Harry tells me.
No, but I'm no expert. And look, there's no right or wrong way to have sex. But I just want you to come. I want you to have a good time. I want you to fucking cream and curdle and squirt and fucking have goosebumps. I want you to do it all. Like, it's just so frustrating when you're my friend and I know you're not coming like you should. All right, sorry.
Got silent there for a second.
Can you fix your headphones, please? Your hair's like sitting up.
You look like shit.
I don't want you to be ugly. Come on.
I appreciate that. I appreciate you. I'd be pissed if I was editing having to look at my hair sticking out.
That's what happened on the Tana episode. She had a piece up there, and I regretted that I never told her.
I told her.
But you did.
I did. I was like, hey.
Yeah, I was way too scared.
It took me like 15 minutes, though, of like waving at her.
Yeah. I felt horrible because I was sitting there looking at her, staring at her. I'm like, who's going to tell her?
Everybody was commenting like, hey, Alfalfa.
Anyway, this isn't about Tana. We know she's having great sex anyway. Okay, I'm pissed. I'm going to walk you through everything about like how I do it, the processes. And like, there's no right. Like, every time I have sex, it isn't like this is a step book, like how I fuck. Like, every different time, there's different experiences. Sometimes it has more meaning. Sometimes it's more heartfelt. Sometimes it's rough and dirty and sweaty and like spitty and hairy and whatever you name it. Sometimes it's like that. It's not going to be like step by step. This is how sex is every time. And mind you, this may sound like the best time for some people. This may sound like absolute hell and agony for others. Lads, if you're listening, ladies, if you're listening, I just want to help you. And if I give you some sort of an idea to better your sex life and to make yourself come, because 1 in 4 people can't come or haven't ever, like, that blows my mind.
That's crazy.
I was doing some research. Women have, apparently, this is what the studies say, they can come in 12 different ways. The odds are in your favor, boys.
That's pretty crazy.
Like, the odds are in our favors. There was like, hey, let me read it. Actually, I'll get the facts first before I start talking about how I go into it. So I'm reading on everydayhealth.com, right? Why is there so many fucking ads?
I've heard of that women could come. I've just never seen it happen in real life. But I did read about it.
I was waiting. Yeah. He was building that up. Okay, so the first thing on this little thing that I'm citing, it says how women achieve orgasm. One of the ways that women can experience an orgasm is through goal-orientated four-step process process first described by the sex researchers William Masters and Virginia Johnson.
Four-step process.
This is crazy. So step number one is excitement. Step number two is plateau. And step number three is orgasm. Where's the fourth step? Oh, resolution. Sounds like a process.
They just canceled the Johnson & Johnson vaccine. Should we trust them with this?
Right?
Yes.
Yeah. Step number one, admit you have a problem without coming. Step number two.
No, so pretty much it just wants to, like, step number one in excitement. In this state of desire or arousal, the woman initiates or agrees to sex. And as it commences, she finds herself focusing mainly on sexual stimuli. Blood begins to engorge the clitoris, vagina, and nipples and creates full-body sexual blush. Heart rate and blood pressure increases. Testosterone and neurotransmitters such as dopamine and serotonin are involved in the process, says Dr. Ingber.
Damn, I'm hard listening to that.
I won't read all this shit. Okay, hold on. Let me find it. So different types of... Yeah, we don't care about the four-step thing. Different types of stimulation, different types of orgasms. Here we go. Women are blessed with bodies that are capable of experiencing orgasm in more ways than one. Some researchers believe that there are as many as 12 types of female orgasms. The most common type is clitoral orgasm. Okay, so clitoral, whatever. Okay, this is all mumbo jumbo. What's going on? There's a G-spot. There's a whole bunch of stuff going on. So the ladies have 12 different options.
That's pretty cool.
I'm jealous. We've only got one. Actually, apparently our G-spot's deep in our asshole. I've never ventured down that part of my body, but I've heard it's a good time.
We have anal plugs here. Anal starter pack. Yeah.
Thank you, Melissa. Okay, but my biggest thing is, ladies, if you're at home and you've never come before, can you please just spend some time on yourself? Like, Melissa, I'm going to give you another shout out. We love you guys. They have sex toys. And if you're a little bit curious and a little bit worried, like, please just take some time, light some candles, have an afternoon or an evening to yourself, just exploring your own body, because I promise you, it's going to help you in the bedroom later on, like with lads or women or whoever you're with later on down the track. You need to have some time to figure yourself out. There's a reason why I know what makes me tick. It's because I play with my dick. No, but you just have to spend some time on yourself, because how can you expect someone else to make you come if you can't make yourself come? You know, that's the number one. That's the number one thing. Everyone in this room makes themselves come every single day.
Yeah, you should be able to at least have the manual to give to the guy to be like, hey, this is
the thing. Okay, here we go. This is the heat. This is the brunt of it. And again, this isn't... I could go and do some research and tell you what a scientist says about step-by-step how to fuck, but like...
That's not what they're here for.
I'm here to tell you how I fuck, okay?
That's what they're here for, not that nerd shit.
This is really awkward because I'm in a room full of guys.
That's what I'm here for, dude. Just a couple of dudes.
Just a couple of dudes talking about how we fuck.
I mean, last episode we watched you give a guy head, so.
This is true. We're getting very tough. This episode you're going to see me put a butt plug in, so get excited. Okay.
Oh, I found that guy, by the way.
What?
That guy's Instagram profile.
The guy who looks exactly like Harry?
Somebody sent it to Tap In Clips.
They figured it out?
They figured out who the guy... I think so. He only has one photo, so maybe that guy made a Finstagram.
Does he look like me in the photo? Or
no, he doesn't look like
you
in the
video.
Photo.
Just the video. Bizarre. Yeah. Maybe he's using a deep fake. he could be.
Maybe.
Before I was even like known, he made a deep fake of like, shit, let's run it up. That was funny because I read so many comments. They're like, where's the video, Harry? I'm not going to link it. What are you talking about?
Link and buy it.
Put it on my OnlyFans.
Yeah, swipe up.
Oh, there it is. If you want to see the video, subscribe on OnlyFans. He'll link it there.
Yeah. You'll see all of us stay there naked. It's the opening picture. Okay, step by step. Let's get into it because I want to help you guys. Now, usually... This is really weird because I've never really spoken like this whatsoever, but I feel like I owe you because I'm open, I'm transparent, I talk about what goes on in my life. I've been a little bit way too open on this podcast. I got myself in a bit of trouble with a couple people I'm close to. But usually key things when I'm starting to get involved with someone is I really love like kissing. Like kissing, it for me, it's such a turn on, and it's like... I'm trying not to look at you.
Really, I'm going to stare at my phone while you do it. Yeah.
Kiss me.
Stop playing with your dick. Okay, so usually, like, kissing is very important for me. Yeah. And if someone is a terrible kisser, yeah, like, I hate it. I'm trying to give the people some
value. I know. Okay. I'm good.
Okay. I've got red. I can feel it. Like, I love a good sloppy kiss, and I love, like, being involved in that and having, usually when I'm kissing, I'll have my hand on the back of their head. Like, lads, when you're involved sexually, one of the biggest and best things that I've noticed is, like, when you're, like, cradling someone, as funny as that is to say, I usually will have my hand and my fingers, like, in the back of their head and my other, like, squeezing them a little bit. I feel like it's a little bit, really trying not to look at you. like a little bit of a dominance thing. And then my other hand either around their throat or on the side of their face. I always try and, like, put my thumb a little bit in their mouth. I don't know why I do it, but it's just, that's weird shit I'm into. But usually kissing is always the best way to initiate things. But I'm gonna just dive in the deep end. Because I'm a massive pussy eater, and that's what I love to do. Usually I'll start by tracing my way down their body. So it'd be down, like, behind their ear, down their neck, like, suck on their nipples a little bit. Like, that's how I slowly, like, undress people, like, whoever I'm romantically involved with. I'll usually undress them while I make my way down their body. And then once I'm, like, sucking on their nipples a little bit and going down past their stomach, I make sure I definitely take time. Like, here's the thing. Is one of the biggest things I've noticed when I was a little bit younger and, like, coming into having a lot of sex. Mind you, I've been pretty, like, quiet and dry for a while, but one of the biggest things is to take time and be patient, because there's nothing worse than, like, getting excited and thinking that you're never gonna have sex with this person or never gonna have, like, that hookup. It's the worst. Like, I can tell you right now, there's nothing more powerful than when you acknowledge and when you know that, like, sex isn't the only option, and, like, not giving, like, someone sex. Like, that for me, I've had, like, people, like, a little bit annoyed and, like, frustrated, so they still want to hang out with you and come back when you're just, like, when you just fool around, you're just, like, cool, actually I don't want to have sex whatsoever, like, I'd rather just, like, hang out with you and spend time. For that is very powerful. So, like, lads, if there's a girl that you really like and things are going that way, don't shoot your load or bust your nut too early. Like, always, like, do those things, like, initiate it, like, kiss their way down their body and, like, in between their hips. So to the left of, like, where the little V line is, I always, like, lick up and down there. Like, for some reason, gets me going. And I feel like it's a sensitive spot on a lot of people, like the hip area and stuff like that. But yeah, the biggest thing is don't lose your patience. Always be patient and don't be, like, too eager to have sex. Because I've been with, like, it was real recent. I was with this, like, really, really attractive person. And I was just way too excited because we hung out a couple times to have sex with her. That I was overthinking it, and I was just way too excited to have sex. And then by the time it happened, I was absolutely disappointed myself and everyone involved. So the biggest thing is, okay, so how I kick things off. I go, this is like an erotic podcast.
No, it's good. I think the women are playing with themselves right now.
I hope so. I really do. Okay, so we're kissing down their body. We're down by their belly button. We're licking around the belly button, the hip V line. And then we're taking off her pants or their panties. Hey guys, we have an exclusive ad break for this emergency podcast today. It is Parade. Parade panties. Yes, I'm wearing underwear on my head. If you're listening to this on Spotify or Apple, I'm wearing underwear on my head, but not just any underwear. I look like Bane from Batman. Now we have a special code. I don't know if you guys have heard about Parade. So Parade is a sustainable, inclusive, ethical, and social justice orientated brand. They currently have almost 100% of their factories are produced using certified non-toxic recycled content, and they recently launched a new fabric called Universal, which is the world's first ever carbon neutral edgeless underwear. In addition, Parade's packaging is 100% biodegradable and breaks down within 300 days inside a composting environment, which is really cool. We're all about looking after our planet over here. We only have one of them. Also, Parade has some really good community aspects as well. So they're committed to donating to Planned Parenthood of Greater New York. On an ongoing basis, they continue to donate to Feeding America, Loveland Foundation, as just a few of the organizations that they've proudly donated to. If you want to support this awesome company, you can head over to the website. It's called yourparade.com/tapin. You will get 25% off $40 plus pairs. If you're feeling a little bit frisky after listening to this and you want to dampen your undies, this is a good time. Head over there. Wear the underwear on your head. You can wear them normally. You can wear them whenever. We don't give a fuck. We don't discriminate over here. These smell great, by the way. And they're very elastic. So, yeah. You could start a little underwear business. You could sell your used panties online with Parade. Just make sure you use code TAPIN. Anyway, we'll get back to the podcast right now. Love you the most. We're going down. Now, one thing that would drive anyone crazy, whether it's a girl or a guy, is teasing. Like, it's going to piss you off. Like, you're going to get, like, flustered, heated, and a little bit, like, definitely turned on. So, my biggest thing is I always kiss above their pussy and then around it and then down their leg to, like, their knee area and then back up and then do it on the other side. But there's, like, if you look on, like, charts on people... Don't look at me in the eyes. It's so difficult.
My bad.
No, there's like nerve endings and stuff on the whole area.
There's very like sensitive areas like on the inside of your thighs, like very sensitive. So if you spend a little bit of time to like lick and like most importantly suck on those areas, it's going to do you justice and they're going to be like getting more and more frustrated. But keep your eye contact, like keep your eyes up. Because some people are a little bit insecure about what's going on down there. And until they're like fully comfortable. And the main thing with women is it's all mental. Like they have to be comfortable mentally and comfortable in their environment to be comfortable enough to come with you. So I personally will always try and keep eye contact or my eyes closed because I don't want them to feel uncomfortable, even though, you know, pussies like turn me the fuck on. Like that's what I enjoy.
Hell yeah. Me too.
Samesies.
Did you just say samesies?
Dude, no way. Me too.
Okay. So now we're getting involved downtown. We're down there. We're down near the Forbidden Oyster.
Nice.
And one of the biggest things is, I skipped a couple steps. When I'm like kissing and if I've got my hand down your pants, lads, always like lick your fingers first, or when you've got your hand in the back of their hair, put your fingers in their mouth and make them spit on your fingers and then play with their clit or like put it in. Put your fingers in. That's how I and then also I never like jackhammer fingers. I'm like super lazy. I always like try and like find like hit their G spot and like hook my fingers.
No, it's good. This is all good stuff. Also, one thing you should note is like don't listen to this video and be like all regimented about it. It's like two people enjoying each other. You know what I mean? Actually like, and have a good time. Enjoy yourself.
Exactly. Yeah. That's the key. You have to have like that sexual energy and that, like just bouncing back and forth off each other. Like if someone's not into it, definitely don't do it. But anyway, so we're downtown. We're starting to lick away. One of the key components that I've found that I'm not sure if anyone else does is, Once you find the hidden clit, once you find it,
the hidden clit, the buried treasure,
yeah, the buried treasure. Once you find that, my biggest thing is, I don't know if anyone does this, but I suck on it. Do you do that,
dude? Everybody knows a clit's a myth. I'm just kidding.
But we've done kissing the inside of the legs, and now we're focusing on the pussy. So I'll make sure I lick the whole thing, like up. From butthole to the top of the clit, not all the way back.
Clean it out for her.
Yeah, yeah. Give her a nice little wash. It's like a cat and its baby.
What are the things that suck on whales in the ocean? Like the fish? You're a little sucker fish.
I am.
Yeah.
No, okay, so we're licking it all the way up and down. We've got our nice, beautiful vagina. And then what I usually do, so I'm down in my sniper position. I'm laying down. I got one leg up. My head's in her pussy. And then I have one hand. My left hand is usually opening up her puss. That's what I do. Like I have to open it up, see where the clit's at, find it, and then hone in on that motherfucker. That's where the magic happens. That's what's going to make her toes curl. That's what you need to do. Other hand, this is what I like to do. Don't have it out here flailing around like a fucking
useless,
idiot.
Useless, doing nothing.
You need to comfort her. Hand, if you're long like me, back of their neck or head. Hand around the throat. Pinching a little nipple, a little squeegeeana on the nipple, like a little lemon, like that, between the fingers, salt bait on her nipples. Around that, or a hand on a titty, or, well, we'll get into it, fingering her. We'll get into that in a second. So we've got her pussy lips nice and spread. We're going deep in there. Now, don't lick away like you've got a gobstopper in. You guys have those?
gobstoppers? Yeah.
Don't like
Willy Wonka.
Yeah, like take your time with this. You have to really understand, because no one person is the same, right? No one woman is gonna enjoy it. Like, some people like steak, some people like McDonald's. Not everyone's gonna enjoy steak at McDonald's. Some people like coffee, some people don't, right? So same situation as this. This person could like coffee, this person could not like coffee. So you could lick away like a gobstopper or go crazy. But for me, I have like a little, I do it in like little waves. So I'll start licking away a little bit and I'll just have to listen. And ladies, like, if someone's going down on you, please make it very noticeable in your body language or your moans or your talking, what you're into. Because that's the best way to make you come. Like, the end goal is to make you come and have a good time and know that it was happy for everyone. Because this episode's all about making our ladies have a good time.
I saw a great video call her daddy posted. No, a different video. When you're playing with the girl's clit, it's like an egg yolk. Yep. Like, you don't want to break the yolk, though, yeah, if that makes sense. Like, that's sensitive. The level of sensitivity.
Yeah. So, exactly. So, we're licking away a little bit. We're doing little circles around, because the thing is, like, you don't want to get repetitive. You don't want to be boring. You want to, like, take it by surprise. This is why I say, like, I suck on it. I'll put my lips around it. Obviously, you don't want your teeth anywhere near it, but you'll just slightly be sucking it, but using your tongue exactly the same as normal. I do that for like a little bit until that, because I think I had a broken nose when I was younger, so it's hard for me to breathe through my nose. And then I'll have to take like a little breath, and then I'll just like eat away normally, and then I'll go back in and do it like that. I promise you, like, you're just making that shit like hypersensitive, and you're just honing in on that motherfucker. And I swear to God, it works. Like, it genuinely works. But now also, some girls really appreciate a cheeky little finger when they're getting eaten out. So also don't lose patience. Like, if it's been 20 minutes, 30 minutes, just don't give up. Like, just literally the end goal is to make sure that she's had a good time, because then I promise you could give her the worst dick after and she's still happy. Like, I swear to God, you could be in over 20 seconds and she'll still be like, cool, you know what, we're done, because she came. Anyway, so if she likes fingers, if that's what she wants, you have to communicate with her first. Like, sometimes I'll be like sitting there, I'll be like, man, this tastes like, I'm not gonna say my dirty talk, but I'll just be like, I'll ask her if that's what she wants, or I'll try and I'll put my fingers in and I'll see how she reacts. If she enjoys it a lot more, then we're good. Like, it's game on. But I'm not like in and out like rainbow trout like that. I'm like,
like rainbow trout.
I'm putting my here's another little trick. So underneath their belly button, in their little pelvic area, if you push down on that with your left hand, you're going to make things a little bit tighter and nicer inside. So when your fingers are in there hitting the G-spot, it's a lot easier to hit the G-spot, and it feels a lot better for them when you're pushing down. Obviously, don't push down like you're doing a push-up, like slightly, just so that it feels a little bit better. This is shit I learned in high school, because I remember one day I was like Googling, I was like, how to make someone squirt. I remembered it. And then this girl took my phone and was like, hey, can I Google something? And then that was the first thing. I was like, Lou, I'm sorry. We ended up fucking.
Nice.
So just to be clear, you learned this while you were in high school, not one of your high school classes.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, well, actually, yeah. It wasn't sex ed. They were teaching it scary shit back then. So, yeah. Here's the thing. I always will try and focus on that more than anything, because, again, like, if you, it's preferable to always make a girl come before you, and then, you know, by the time you're like eating out and like everything's done and you're enjoying yourself and it's heated, then like the sex is really good, because she's already worked up, she's into you, it's a good time, everyone's relieved, you're relaxed, and then I usually just put it straight in and then game on from then on in. Now, when it comes to sex for me, it's not like I'm hitting to the beat of a drum. Like, oh, sometimes it really just depends on the person and the time. Like, sometimes I'll be like hard and fast, like a little rabbit, or other times I'll be like a slow old grandpa and like slow and like meaningful and sensual. So it depends on your partner, how well you know them and what's going on. But I just want to get that out of the way first. eat pussy before anything. Don't let her suck your dick, because if it, here's the biggest deterrent. Whenever I used to get head, well, I still get head, but if she makes me come before anything, I lose, like, you know, you after you're done, you're like, cool, I want to go to bed and like sleep right. and relax. You lose that mojo on that drive. So don't let her do anything to you. I'm not saying that that's preferable for everyone, but for me, I don't let her do anything to me, and I focus on her, because then when she's come, like, she's good, then I'm not gonna lose interest. I'm still excited. I'm still ready to roll. Still ready to run it up. So then, yeah, when it comes to sex, I'm very like dominant in my sense. Like, I love being on top. That's just how I am. This is the sex I enjoy, and I'm not gonna tell you what's good or bad for you. But personally, there's like little things that you can do while you're having sex to make it a little bit better. Always like try and keep more than like 2 points of contact, right? So I was saying in the episode of Mike, which you'll hear on Tuesday, he like cradles and puts a hand behind their head when he's like fucking a missionary. Always good, but like you want to make sure that you have, if your hand's free and doing nothing, make sure it's like on her, like touching her wherever. If you're hitting from doggy, which is really good, lick your fingers. Always lick your fingers before you play with a clit, because no one wants dry, crusty fucking nails while they go down. So lick them and try and like reach around and get underneath, but like don't do it. Like, you just have to be like methodical, because you have, there's a lot of thinking involved, which is really good. But again, like, we really need to focus on girls, because it's a lot harder for them to nut. But there's also like little ways. When I was a little bit younger, there's this, I tried it once. I haven't done it since, but if you don't have a good sized cock, there's ways to make things a little bit tighter and better for your girl. If they're laying down, you can cross their legs over. So like they're laying, their legs are straight up, cross them over. It's going to make everything way tighter and better. Preferably do it on a kitchen bench, because it's a good height. But there's other ways to do shit like that. Again, like, I always just want to like knuckle down on the main thing, is like eat pussy before anything. But if you're having sex and you're about to come and you didn't eat pussy before, or even if you did eat pussy before, but you're about to come and it's about to be quick, literally push her off you, or like push her down and hold both of her hands with your hand, so she can't move, and then just eat her out and make her come again. Always a winner. But again, and always like, if I'm hitting it from behind, I'll try and have both their hands like behind and like held, and then fuck them like that. Well, I'm getting very descriptive.
No, it's good, because this is like when we started the podcast, you were like, I've been listening to all these podcasts and George Chang, all these people, and no one explained it. And that was your goal with the podcast, and you haven't explained anything until now.
True. Well, here we go.
So there you are.
Well, and okay, so yeah, if you're hitting it from doggy, you get a boner?
No, I'm just. No, I don't. I'm out of here. I'll be back.
He's going to the bathroom. But yeah, so again, yeah, if you're about to come, I always just result to that, or try and like switch it up, because you don't want it to be over too soon. You don't want that to happen whatsoever. You want to make sure that everyone has a good time. Like, that's just how it is. Because I know, like, it's a lot of dudes always like bust a quick nut. Like, if you're having sex over 20 minutes, you're God. That's what I'm saying. Like, you're probably like in your 30s. Yeah? Everyone shaking their head? I was doing
I'm in my 30s.
Yeah.
I'm 31.
I'm 37. It's crazy.
I need blue juice.
Well, we need that sponsorship.
Yeah.
So yeah. But when I'm usually fucking in doggy, I'll either have their hands behind like that, but it's usually their face in the pillow. It's probably a little bit harder for them to breathe, but I like being a little bit rough like that. Or my hand on the back of their neck and my hand on the back of their hips. The little, for some reason, hips really fuck me up. Like, really, like, little back dimples and stuff like that really flicks my beans. But yeah, so when you're having sex, do it like, I don't really have like a routine of this position, this position, this position. I usually will try and like get, I'll usually fuck in one position till I'm tired. And like, I'm not having like a jackhammer like fucking sex. It's usually it's like, I just don't want you to be predictable. Like, I don't want to be predictable. I'll fuck until I know that they're like about to come, or like know that that's going to make them squirt. But in the bedroom, do not say I'm about to come, because I think we mentioned on another podcast or another episode.
Yeah, at least a couple times.
Yeah, don't say about to come, because we will legit Nut. Every single time. And ladies, now, this is for you. And I don't want anyone to get offended, but just don't fucking starfish. Just don't lay there and do nothing. Like, that's, it's always a good telltale sign when someone has their hands in your hair when you're eating them out, or moaning, their body's moving. Like, don't move too much that we like lose track of where the clit is, because it's hard to find. But like moaning, hands in hair, when we're kissing, like if you have your hands, like nails are kind of digging into your back a little bit, hands on your cheeks. Like, I'm not even kidding. I was getting head. I think this has happened like only a handful of times. And she put her hands like on my thighs and like grabbed my butt. And that, for some reason, that level of comfort and feeling like comfortable with someone, like that was really, really nice, and really, really good. But if your man is like slaving away on top and it's missionary and you can feel him getting a little bit tired, don't just lay there and be like, maybe you wanna fuck me from behind. Like, flip him over like Steve Irwin on a crocodile. Jump on that motherfucker and ride him till the cows come home. That's what we need. We need, you know, you have to be in it. It's a dance, right? We're doing a little salsa together. The naked boot scoot is what we're going to call it. We're doing that little dance together, and it's a 50-50 way. So make sure that you're involved. Make sure you're talking to them. Make sure you're moaning. If he's doing something really, like, if he's doing something average and then he randomly does something that really good, make sure you make it known. Like, don't be like, oh shit, it was shit before, now it's good. But like in your little moans or like dirty talk, or be like, don't do it like that, you know, I think it's hot when you put your fingers in me, or I think it's hot when you rub my clit, or I think it's hot when you say this or do this, because it's a lot harder for ladies to come, and we want you to come. Like, that's our goal. That's why we got Blessa. That's why we're running it up. But yeah, get involved. Hands in hair, hands on cheeks, and keeping involved. And yeah, again, like, no one is the same, so I don't want people to be like, this is the playbook for everything. And yeah, you have to make yourself come. Oh, and also, if you are worried, use sex toys. Like, hands down, like, they're designed for the right thing. Like, one of my friends, she's never played with herself ever. Never played with herself ever.
Really?
Ever. And
crazy.
For me to hear that, I was like, come
she's
on.
She's religious?
No, I just think that it's a real weird one. It's a real, real bizarre one. I was asking her about it because, like, we hooked up, and she just said, yeah, no, I've never played with myself. I don't know if she was like, I just don't know enough about it. But yeah, again, like, just legit, like, spend some time, maybe have a little bath, and like, literally find out what makes you tick. And then once you're in the bedroom, once you're in go time, play time, then you can implement those little strategies and steps. Even, here's the thing. Even if you make yourself come in the bedroom with a partner, at least you came. Like, that's the thing. You don't want to be worked up and then laying there, like, not being able to sleep while the dude's, like, snoring in your ear and farting. Yeah?
True, yeah. Maybe we can knock those numbers down to 1 and 3 from this podcast.
Yeah, that's
the goal.
All of America, I know you're listening. Yeah. We're knocking those numbers down to 1 and 3.
I'm assuming there's a lot of female listeners. You know, if you agree with what Harry had to say, just send it to your guy friends. Send it to your partner, you know?
Yeah, like, listen together with this. Like, I'm no expert, but I've done a bit of fucking in my time. And I love to self-reflect, and I love to do research on this stuff, because it's, as Charlie Rocker said, it's the closest thing to God, right? It's creation. It's all the good things that is going to make you feel amazing. Also, like, do some research in this stuff. Like, if you're a little bit bored at home, don't go on like Pornhub and be like, okay, like, cool, Johnny Sins with his fucking hammer is doing it right, because he's not. Like, it's not a good time. Every person is different. Some people are going to come from slow, passionate sex and really enjoy that. If everyone has different love languages, also, like, go look up your love languages and try and find out what's going to make you feel and receive love. But some people have dirty, heavy sex and stuff like that. Like, I come anyway. Like, we're dudes.
Yeah.
We're just here to try and make an enjoyable for you and a good time for you. Anyway, that was a bit of a tangent.
Or get rich.
Yeah.
And just say, fucking, I don't give a shit.
Yeah.
You want a new purse or not?
Yeah, exactly.
Speaking of, like, all my exes. That's what they did. That's all their relationships. But yeah, what else is good in the bedroom? I feel like I had a million things to say. I usually speak it out in the shower and then I forget about it by the time I come here.
Hey, do you care what kind of panties women wear?
I honestly don't care whatsoever. I love sexy lingerie. Like, lingerie is so hot to me. I love when people are in like little like mini skirts, like the tennis shit fucks me up. Like, legit, when you can just see some little bum cheeks, really gets me angry, really drives me up the wall. But yeah, panties are always they're coming off anyway. But lingerie, here's the thing, like, you want to feel sexy and confident and feel good about yourself. So ladies, if you aren't feeling like that, go get some lingerie and make yourself feel sexy. Get your hair done, get your nails right, go get that spray tan that you always want to get. Put some time into yourself and enjoying yourself and becoming, you know, that bad bitch that you are. Go get a pedicure, manicure, enjoy yourself, because you have to love yourself. You have to make yourself come and squeal and squirt and fart to know that someone else is going to do it. Like, that's end of the day. Like, boys are stupid, we suck, we're dumb, but you guys are a little bit more complex and have a lot more under the shell. So that's all I'm saying.
Unless you're religious, then don't do any of that stuff because it's sinning and you'll go straight to hell. So it like, depends what
you have to get. Yeah, thank you for clearing that up. Thank you. He's actually got a Bible. He's reading it right now. He's praying.
Me, I like listening to this stuff, but I do know that Harry and Abby are going right to hell, and I would never do any of this stuff.
No, he's never. Yeah. He's actually a virgin. Yeah, she was very good.
Okay, I got a question.
Yeah, let's do it. Let's run it back.
This is from Colonel, if she wants us to know or not. How do you know when the relationship isn't worth fighting for? Example, my partner and I aren't quite... Okay, maybe we'll blur her name out. or maybe this is how he finds out. I don't know.
This is how we break it through.
Yeah. My partner and I quite often have some toxic tendencies, but when things are good, they're really fucking good.
We've been there.
And I have so much love for him.
Ooh. Is that it?
That's it. She wants to know if she should break up with her boyfriend or not, because sometimes it's toxic, but sometimes it's really good.
Here's the thing. We've all been there. We all love a good toxic relationship. I myself say I'm a toxic piece of shit. I try my best. I guess I portray that online, but I just think that if you're genuinely happy and you have to look at situations, like, if you're in a relationship with someone, you're a team, and the issue shouldn't be there. It doesn't belong. So you, as a team, you need to work around it and work through that problem instead of fighting each other and making that problem pull you guys apart. So I personally would say, like, I would talk to him and be like, hey, you fuck knuckle. I really love you, but you're a toxic piece of shit. Can we stop this? Because I really enjoy being with you and I don't want to be apart. And I'm happy with you. That's it. You just have to, like, both have an understanding that you're a team and you want to work through this shit. But if he's being a piece of shit, if he's not listening to you, doesn't want to communicate, self-centered in that sense, cut that motherfucker off. We got no time for toxic boys, including myself. Yeah. If anyone dates me, break up with me.
Hey, Harry, your energy is so good. Every time you post something, I immediately get in a good mood because you can actually, that's amazing energy. Oh. My question is, how do I also have amazing energy?
Aw. What's the name?
This is Joanna Monray. Oh, yeah.
Hi, Joanna Monray. here's my thing, right? I come to the conclusion, and it's kind of a boring one. Come to the conclusion that we're only in this bitch one time forever. And I've said it many times before, like, we only have one chance at this thing called life. We're never going to get this today again. You're never going to get this moment ever again. So why sit there and be sad? You know, why sit there and let your sadness and depression consume your day? Now, mind you, some people have real reasons to be upset and real shit going on, and that's completely fine. I'm not trying to downplay anything. We've all been there. I've had some dark shit happen to me, but the best thing that I always got out of it is, like, fuck, like, I could sit here and sit in my room and wallow and be sad and be like laying in my own little fucking pity pool, or I could get up, get some sunshine, go outside, do things that make me happy until I'm eventually happy. That's all. Like, I wake up sometimes in the morning, I'm sluggish, sometimes I'm slow. Like, now I've been, like, training for this, like, fighting, like, fire training, getting ready for some things that are coming in the future. And I've been exhausted. Like, I wake up and I'm tired. I'm sluggish. I move around the house. Like, I don't have a lot of energy. But what I always try and do is just try and get out and about. And whenever I'm with people, I try and vibrate and try and be a little energizer bunny for them. And that's why when you see my stories and stuff like that on Instagram, like, I'm doing my absolute best to make sure that you guys can see that and also have a good day, because that's what I want. I want you guys to have a good day. That's my end goal. Like, even if I'm, even if I'm a little bit tired or what's going on, but I just think that have that mentality. Like, it takes a little bit of time to get that in, but just understand, like, we only have one shot of this shit. Like, we only get one chance. Shoot your shot with whoever. Go out and do whatever. Dream bigger. Do things you love. Like, pack your bags, travel across the world. I don't know. Like, just do things that are going to make you happy. But obviously, don't do things that are going to hurt other people.
Or just do drugs all day and be happy as fuck. Yeah. And just get fucking high, dude.
It works for some people, I guess.
Not me.
Did you see my announcement?
What's your announcement?
On Instagram. You didn't see it?
Oh, the show.
Yes.
Yeah, that's dope. I can't wait to watch
it. Shout out to MDB. Shout out to Pepsi. Thank you so much for the opportunity. And now, it's not really a show. Like, it isn't, but it is. So what I've figured is it's a Pepsi commercial disguised as a mini series.
Yeah.
It was really cool. Like, I'm really blessed to be a part of a project like that. Like, it was so much fun to film, but it was away, not too long ago. I'm not too sure, but if I told you, but I was away for like 10 days where I was like locked in a hotel, being a good boy and filming this stuff. It was really cool. I think it's coming out on the 21st.
Nice.
It's after the challenge on MTV, but again, like, it's just a mini series. It's not like it's a big TV show or anything like that. We filmed over 4 days, and essentially it's just a whole bunch of old, like, reality TV stars. We go on dates. So people go on, like, all these weird and exotic dates that just don't make sense. Like, the date that I went on, I'm not going to spoil it, was very strange. It was very funny. Like, just some shit that you wouldn't expect. So I'm excited to watch that back. But, it was interesting. It was very good. It was definitely felt like it was kind of a rush process trying to fall in love with someone. But it was good. It was a lot of fun.
I'm excited to see it.
Okay. We love eating pussy. We love eating ass. Do things that make you happy. Please go home right now if you're listening to this. Just if you're driving, pull over. Just put something inside you. Just do it. Just literally just come for me. Like, I'm praying that if you listen to this, you took something out of it and you're at home, you're coming, you're squeaking, you're squealing. You're doing the triple S. What was it? Squeak, squeal, and squirt?
Squeak, squeal, and squirt. I think fart, too. That's just real liberating, you know? Yeah. Just squeaking, squeal, and squirt, farting, whatever. Yeah.
Cream and curdle and custard and squeak. Just, like, literally just do it all. Like, here's the girl that DM me saying she had sex with over 100 guys and no one's ever made her come. That breaks my heart. Like, that really pisses me off. And I can guarantee that there would be some white knights in there going, "Don't worry, baby, I got you," and then come in 2 minutes. I've been that guy.
Yeah, dude, I got her.
But no, I just, if you could take something out of it, like, really, like, go home, study. Like, that's my homework for you guys. The next episode with Mike's very good. We talk about a little bit into his sex life with the world's number one porn star, and everything like that. He's a really good dude. I'm really excited for that chat. But again, pull your car over, put some fingers inside you, play with your fucking clit. Lads, if you're listening, I hope you got something out of this. Go home, do some research. Go look at, like, hot spots on people, sensitive areas, things to, like, touch, kiss, feel. Look up some, like, ancient Chinese medicine. Next time you finger your girl, make sure you put that slight pressure on her belly so it makes everything a little bit tighter and nice and better for them. Really take some time with your girls and exercise patience. Exercise the fuck out of patience, because it's so powerful when you're about to do the deed or getting close to it, and every guy that she's used to is, like, used to rushing into just trying to fuck, and there's no foreplay or anything like that. Foreplay is so beneficial. You need to do it. You need to make her come before you come. It's way easier for us, a lot harder for them. You need to give them time, energy, and effort, and I promise she'll be calling you at 4 a.m. It's just how it is. You just need to do that. You need to take time for our women, because they are the ones that matter. Let's go. Thank you so much for tapping in. I hope you enjoyed today's episode. It was Yeah, emergency episode. Happy Friday. We've never done this before. If you want two episodes a week, let us know. Drop it in the comments. Make sure you leave it 5 stars. And if you're at home, do us a solid favor and stream the fuck out of this shit on Apple and Spotify. Yep. Even like play it while you're asleep. Just put it on play and turn the volume all the way down.
Tell your friends, share it. Let's get trending. Let's get number one.
We're gonna hit number one. Call of Daddy's up there, but we're coming for you. Keyword coming. Alex, please answer my calls. Please. No, we love you guys. Thank you so much. I really appreciate it, and I love you most. And we'll see you on Tuesday.
Bye.